Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ. يا قرآن عليك سلام.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to the show Let's Recite the Quran here on IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the Quran, Tajweed of Quran, and we recite some verses of the Quran together, and we mention the rules of Tajweed. Here in the studio, we have three honorable students, Brother Ahmed, Brother Murtala, and Brother Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We're continuing Surah Al-A'la from verse 4 of this surah. Let's begin with Brother Mustafa.
Yes.
Okay, in this episode, we're going to recite in Maqam Rast. In the previous one, we recited in Maqam Nahawan, and now Maqam Rast. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
والذي أخرج المرعى
والذي أخرج المرعى
فجعله غثاء أحوى
فجعله غثاء أحوى
فجعله غثاء أحوى
فجعله غثاء أحوى
سنقرئك فلا تنسى
سنقرئك فلا تنسى.
There we go. Okay, in the verses that we recited, verse 4, what kind of met do we have?
In verse 4.
Verse 4, yes.
We have maddul munfasil on allazi.
Okay, so how many vowel counts did we lengthen it to?
2, 4, or 5.
No. Okay, that's the general rule.
That and we did two.
We did two, yes. We did qasr of matul munfasil. When you're only lengthening matul munfasil to two vowel counts, it's called qasr. Okay. Akhraja. Akhraja. We have to be careful that we pronounce the hamzatul qat' that we have in this word with tarqiq, even though there is a letter of tafkhim after it. In fact, some people, because they want to recite, they want to read the letter kha with tafkhim, automatically they pronounce the hamza with tafkhim as well. Because, you know, it could be easier. Reciters always, they want to do the easiest thing, okay?
Right.
But sometimes we have to do it the hard way. So instead of saying akhraja, akhraja, we have to say akhraja, akhraja. We have to preserve the tarqiq of the hamza, because hamza is a letter of tarqiq, not tafkhim, okay? In verse 5, we have another kind of mad. What is it?
Maddul munfasil.
Munfasil? The previous one was munfasil. This is also munfasil?
No. It is munfasil. Wait. Yeah, it's muttasil.
Yeah, it's muttasil. So we have to lengthen it to
5 or 4 vowels.
Yes, exactly. And in verse 6, we have sanuqari'uka. What does the qaf have?
Qalqala.
That's qalqala. Very good. And the ra has what?
Tarqiq.
Tarqiq. Very good.
وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى.
And who brings out the pasture?
فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى.
And then makes it black stubble.
سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى.
We will make you recite, O Muhammad, and you will not forget.
نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Okay, now let's recite together with Brother Murtala.
Illa ma sha Allah.
Illa ma sha Allah.
Innahu ya'lamu al-jahra wa ma yakhfa.
إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرُ وَمَا يَخْفَى
جَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى
إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى
وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى
وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى.
Very good, Brother Murtala. Okay, Brother Murtala, is the word شَاءَ مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِلْ or مُتَّصِلْ? مُتَّصِلْ or مُنْفَصِلْ?
مُتَّصِلْ.
Yeah, it's مُتَّصِلْ. So we have to lengthen it to 4 or 5 vowel counts.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a ghunna?
Yeah.
Where's the ghunna?
Inna.
Yes, yeah. Good job. So we have a ghunna there. And the word al-jahra, how should we pronounce the ra? With tafkhim or tarqiq?
Tafkhim.
Tafkhim, very good.
إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى.
Except what Allah should will. Indeed, He knows what is declared and what is hidden.
ونيسرك لليسرى.
And we will ease you toward ease.
Okay. Now let's recite the following verses with Brother Ahmed.
فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى.
فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى.
سيذكر من يخشى.
سيذكر من يخشى.
ويتجنبها الأشقى.
ويتجنبها الأشقى.
Okay, Brother Ahmed, I want you to name a few rules of tajweed in verse 9.
Sure. So one of the interesting rules of tajweed here is itqam of two same letters. What was it called?
متماثلين.
متماثلين, exactly. Of noon and noon. إن نفعت الذكرى.
Which is basically the idgham of يرملون, because noon is also one of the letters.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then in the end of verse 9, we have وقف الإبدال.
Really?
No, actually, no.
Waqf al-ibdal means that...
No, we don't.
If you stop, it's going to be different than if you continue.
No, we don't.
It's not like that. It's the same.
Yes, okay. It's the same.
Okay. And in verse 10, سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى.
Here we also have adgham of noon into ya.
You didn't say anything about the ras in verse 9 and 10.
Right.
Which one has tarqiq?
So in verse 9, the ra has tarqiq.
Which one? The first one, the second
فذكر.
One? The first ra has tarqiq.
فذكر.
Why?
Because the kaf has kasra, the kaf behind it. It's saken, so
it's
we look.
Saken, so we look at the previous
letter, which is a kasra.
Which has a kasra, exactly.
And the same goes here at zikra, vikra.
Yes. And وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى. Do we have a letter of istirla in this verse?
وَيَتَجَنَّبُ الْقَافِ.
Yes, the qaf. So we have to pronounce it with tafkhim.
Yes.
At what level?
The highest level.
The highest level because it's aliful mad.
Yes.
فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى.
So remind if the reminder should benefit.
سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَن يَخْشَى.
He who fears Allah will be reminded.
وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى.
But the wretched one will avoid it.
All of you together. All of us together.
Sure.
Okay. الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى.
الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى.
ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى.
ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا.
قد أفلح من تزكى.
قد أفلح من تزكى.
Okay, it's not من تزكى. It's من. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's try it again. قد أفلح من تزكى.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَذَكَّى.
وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى.
وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى.
الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى.
He who will enter and burn in the greatest fire.
ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى.
Neither dying therein, nor living.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى.
He has certainly succeeded who purifies himself.
وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى.
And mentions the name of his Lord and prays.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان
إليه تنصت الأكوان.